Ford slashes its workforce in Europe. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Good morning. It's the American car company that put the world on wheels. But now Ford is cutting jobs to get over its next big hurdle, transitioning to electric vehicles. 3,800 jobs are going at the car maker as part of a major restructuring program in Europe. By 2030, Ford expects all the cars it builds in the region to be fully electric. I asked Jim Holder, the editorial director of What Car magazine, why the jobs had to go.
I think the main reason behind the job cuts is the longer term transition to electric vehicles by the end of this decade. Ford has committed to invest up to $50 billion in funding that transition. And of course, it has to find the money to make that happen. And one way it is able to do that is by reducing the workforce as a result of electric cars, essentially requiring less development work and less engineering work to be brought to the market.
Car manufacturers have had a tough time with supply chain issues, even just getting parts, them being more expensive because of the war in Ukraine and inflation. Has Ford said that that's also been one of the reasons why it's decided to make this big business transformation, restructuring its company?
Absolutely. The head of Ford of Europe has cited the current economic conditions, the war in Ukraine, the inflation, the cost of living crisis, and particularly the cost of energy as reasons that have motivated this decision. And I think that's true to a certain extent, the crisis on top of a crisis. But absolutely, I think we have to look longer term to what's really behind it, this long-term transition.
It's interesting, isn't it, that we all want to be driving more electric vehicles. They are better for the environment. But then at the same time, it seems that people are actually losing their jobs because of that.
The automotive industry is a huge employer all over the world. And there's no question that this transition towards electrification is putting a lot of the traditional roles that it's employed under huge threat. But I think you also have to look at the opportunity that's here. The green revolution really is a revolution where there's untold opportunity behind it. There's already lots of areas where workers can retrain and reskill in order to protect themselves for the future. There's no question, of course, that losing these jobs is devastating, but there are opportunities for the future where the same skills can be transferred.
That was Jim Holder from What Car magazine. Now, Kazuo Ueda has been chosen by Japan's prime minister as the new head of the country's central bank. If he's approved by the Japanese parliament, he'll have to deal with both slow economic growth and the highest inflation the country has seen in 40 years. The BBC's Maruka Oi reports.
When his name was leaked to Japanese media on Friday, it came as a huge surprise and there was quite a lot of market reaction, partly because a lot of investors thought that the current deputy governor would become the next boss, in which case there'd be very little change to the country's monetary policy. But basically with Mr. Ueda, it's all a bit unknown. Mr. Ueda has been very busy trying to reassure markets, saying, you know, I personally think that the current monetary policy is appropriate and, you know, the Bank of Japan should stick to it. So that kind of calm the investors.
Mariko Oi there. Now, let's do a couple of numbers. We've had results out from the beleaguered Adani Group this morning. It posted $99 million in net profits for Q3 last year. But of course, that was before New York-based Hindenburg Research alleged in a report that Adani had artificially inflated its market capitalization, which sent its shares tumbling by 50%. Adani denies all the claims. If you're feeling lonely this Valentine's Day, you might well find yourself turning to online dating apps. Last year, the global market was worth more than $9.5 billion, according to market researchers Grandview. But not all matchmaking is online or pricey. Willie Daly is a matchmaker in County Clare in Ireland who runs his business the old-fashioned way.
I inherited the traditional matchmaking from my father and my grandfather. It was a lot of dialogue of that period. It was like making a match. There'd be a dowry with the woman. There'd be a lot of things. And I kept saying, I'm not going to do that. But eventually, my father was quite old. So people say, when are you starting? When are you starting? When are you going to start? So I did start then at about 24.
What was the dowry like back then? What would the dowry be?
Well, in many cases, it could vary a lot. Money would be what was ideal for most people. But a lot of people didn't have money. But in many people's circumstances, the money came from America. But in many cases, it might be a cow. It might be turf. Might be a couple of a horse, it could be donkeys, it could be anything, but I don't have a set fee now to depend on people's circumstances. You know, some people have nothing and other people have a little. It would vary from £10, we'll say, you know, up to £50 perhaps, you know, and maybe £5 sometimes if people have no money.
Willie, what do you think of these new dating apps that are about? Has it taken away from your business at all?
No, it hasn't. I have to say, you know, I'll be honest, I think they're good. But now, while I say I think they're good, I know nothing about it. I'm not computer-minded. I still can't stick with the traditional system of matchmaking, which would be a phone call or a letter. But I think it's good. I've always kind of stuck with the theme that any system that gets people together is kind of has to be okay, you know. I have heard things that are a little discouraging with some of the new systems, that there's a little bit too much variety on it. People have said to me, you know, I was talking to a nice man, I thought he was lovely and we had a very, very strong connection and it was going good, and then bang, it shut off and cut off. And I presume that, you know, he turned another page and there was another list of nice possibilities on it. So I think that is a little regrettable, maybe. It would seem on the outside that the world has changed, but in terms of love, the terms of what kind of Valentine's Day can do on its day when it comes, nothing has changed. You know, and people might have everything, but the one thing that's very relevant to a lot of people is love, happiness and being in love. You are a millionaire if you're happy and you're in love.
Be still, my cynical heart. That's it from Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Our editor was Joe Critcher. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.